This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there totally free. Main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. See all that stuff on the main column of the front page there? It's all created by listeners like you. As you're surfing around the web, you find something you want to share with our listeners, possibly get on the air. You submit it as show prep to the website, and then other listeners will vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestion. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the site at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Mark.
All right, so, of course, we will take your calls about anything. 800-259-9231, as always. Mark, you wanted to start out tonight by talking about somebody who is, what, in the upper echelons of government in Washington, D.C., who has said that it's all because of Noah from the Ark, as to why it is that global warming isn't real.
Yeah, you know, I don't...
Did I understand you correctly off here?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
This is from November the 10th, so it's a little old, but that doesn't make it untrue. It's from dailymail.co.uk, so a major newspaper. And you just won't believe, this is a Republican congressman hoping to chair the powerful House Energy Committee, refers to the Bible and God on the issue of global warming. So on an issue apparently of science, Representative John Shimkus insists we shouldn't be concerned about the planet being destroyed because God promised Noah it wouldn't happen again until again after the Great Flood. So, no big deal. This whole global warming thing, it's not a big deal because God promised Noah after the Great Flood.
Some old book says it's going to be okay, everybody. Don't you worry about it.
Right.
Keep dumping that sludge into that, into that ocean.
What's the big deal?
That stream.
You know, and I guess what I'd have to wonder is exactly what you're saying is if... You know, some people believe the global warming exists. Some people believe it doesn't. I tend to believe the scientists on this one. I think that it's a...
Which scientists?
Scientists.
Some scientists believe one way, some believe another, right?
Right, I guess. Most of them believe that global warming is real.
I thought it was global climate change now. You're confusing me. I thought it was global warming first, then global climate change, because in some cases it's getting colder.
Right. Well, basically the planet is getting warmer, but that causes different weather patterns around, and so therefore, they're calling it global climate change in order to make it clearer. In some places, it's snowing. I mean, obviously, you're only talking about the planet having warmed points of a degree at this point. And I think that most of the case is overblown. Like, they put these scary situations out there that, it may very well be that it warms up 10 degrees and the ice caps are gone and blah, blah, blah. The polar bears won't have a home. Of course, I believe that about 500 permits to shoot polar bears are given every year. So,
meaning there are too many polar bears? Is that the idea?
Well, apparently. So anyway, I didn't want to get into global warming on this. What I wanted to get into was this guy and his view of the world based around the Bible, and it being apparently the unerring word of God. Many Christians will look at the Bible, and especially stuff contained in the early part of Genesis, as stories, meant to teach things. And allegories were very popular back, thousands of years ago. This is the way that they went about teaching people. The expectation when Jesus told stories of, sowing the seeds and the rough soil and the good soil along the road and along the rocky path, he didn't expect you to believe that we are, in fact, seeds. So it may be, these are allegories. It may be these are just old stories meant to explain, Daddy, why is the rainbow in the sky? Daddy, why does that person speak a different language than us? these things, let's explain these things. Anyway, this guy believes that apparently global warming can't be the case because God already promised Noah that was so.
No, wait, what did he say that God promised Noah? That the globe wouldn't get warmer? Why would he promise Noah that? I don't understand. Did I miss something?
Well, God said that if he destroys the world again, when he destroys the world again, I guess he's going to destroy it by fire.
Oh.
So it must not be global warming because that's not fire.
Huh.
But it's heat. Is that good enough? And global warming isn't going to destroy the Earth. It's going to change the way humans live on it.
Yeah, obviously.
So, you know, I don't see why that's, you know, the big deal. Anyway, speaking before a House Energy Subcommittee on Energy and Environment hearing in March 2009, Shimkus quoted Chapter 8, Verse 22 of the book Genesis. As long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. I don't think that any global warming advocate would claim that any of those things will change. Well, they may change, but they're not going to cease. The Illinois Republican continued, I believe that this is the infallible word of God and that that's the way it's going to be for his creation. The earth will end only when God declares it's time to be over. Man will not destroy this earth. This earth will not be destroyed by a flood. So global warming, meaning the ice caps are going to melt, and it wouldn't destroy the earth. It would destroy parts of it if, you know, some ice caps melted. You know, some of the oceans would rise a bit.
I am no Christian, but I do understand the idea that, you know, we're all basically little ants here on this planet, and there's very little that we can do to, I think, significantly affect the way things are. I think that if global warming's happening, that it's more likely things that we can't control, like the sun. You know, things like that.
Well, I disagree because I've read up on this. Like, I believed the way what you're saying at one point, and I've changed my mind because I have read up on it.
Oh, really?
I think that those may very well be factors. Absolutely true. There's all kinds of factors. But I would point to things like smog. I mean, clearly a city can change the atmosphere around itself, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I've been to L.A. I've seen what it's like.
And you know, that's a great deal of change. With, as a matter of fact, smog, by the way, is combating global warming to some extent, so it's interesting. But that's to say that the...
So smog is keeping things cooler, is what you're saying?
Yeah. It's reflecting some sunlight out.
Gotcha.
So you don't have as much of an issue as far as global warming goes. But, you know, I do think that you can...
But wait a minute. I thought smog was coming from cars, and cars are like one of the big bad guys when it comes to global warming.
Right. There's all kinds of things that come out of cars. Some of them are particulate matter. Mm-hmm. Some of them are carbon dioxide. Some of them carbon monoxide. And they, you know, the carbon dioxide is one of the greenhouse gases. But it's the one that I feel gets far too much credit. There's a lot of carbon dioxide out there, no doubt, but it's a very inefficient greenhouse gas. Far more so as things like methane, much bigger greenhouse gas. And I think you could do... The reason that people are going after carbon dioxide is because many people who are concerned about global warming are the same kind of people that want to destroy the combustion engine, that they want people to live in caves or whatever it is, that they don't want innovation on the same level. And... So they're using it as a bully stick in order to get what they want. However, if you were to just put out a campaign in the world to change people's eating habits, Americans' eating habits, tell them to, you know, to convince them that eating less meat's a good idea. I don't mean going meals without meat, although you could have one meal a week without meat, and this would dramatically change the amount of methane that's put into the air and then, you know, reverse some of these issues or slow them. But science is working on the issues of global warming. I don't think people need to concern themselves with it too much.
So you're saying you believe that the Earth is warming because of human beings. Why?
Why? Because human beings have changed things. They've cut down trees. Mm-hmm. They've got certain animals that are out there that you know, the way they digest food is less efficient than other types of animals, and you know, they produce methane. They drive around vehicles that are fueled by fossil fuels. Those fossil fuels are leaching into the environment at a faster rate than they've ever leached before.
Okay, so what about wasn't it the medieval warming period?
Yep.
What's that? What about that?
It existed.
But there weren't cars running around and huge swaths of forest being cut down. What about that? I mean, why did that happen?
Because, you know, the temperature on the planet changes sometimes.
So are you saying that human beings caused the medieval warming period as
nope.
well?
No.
Sometimes so why is it they're causing it warming now when they weren't before?
Well, because there are certain gases that are collecting that are causing the planet to warm up.
That's the allegation, right? I mean, is it true?
There's lots of scientists that say it, and it seems unwise to
we're
me.
We're coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
One of the many services I provide to my clients is keeping them informed about the latest information on superfoods. Goji berries are one of the richest sources of carotenoids on our planet. They're also packed with ingredients like zeaxanthin and lutein, which support eye health. And not to mention, they have more beta-carotene than even carrots. And do you find you need a little boost now and then? Trade the caffeine for the natural energy boost of thiamine, B1, combined with vitamin B12 and vitamin B2, which helps convert carbs into fuel instead of fat and is found in abundance in the goji berry. I recommend to my clients and friends a wonderful product from Genesis Today called Cranberry Goji Juice. It combines the benefits of cranberries with the goji berry. The goji berry is loaded with an impressive amount of minerals, amino acids, beta-carotene, vitamin C, and unique ingredients not found in any other food in the world. The two provide a powerful 1-2 punch to help you stay balanced and healthy.
To learn more about living healthy naturally and cranberry goji juice, please visit genesistoday.com. Cranberry goji juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart locations.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water, it's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. Why Ali C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there for you. Listening options are included. We've got both a broadband and a dial-up version of the show. Plus, you can watch on the webcam, or you can also get details on how to listen on the radio and over 84 wonderful radio affiliates from coast to coast, as well as our national satellite channel, which is available throughout North America, Canada, Mexico, U.S., all over the place. You can get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, get the phone number you'll need to access our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds and at discounts as high as 70% off. And they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. Click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page there. Their customer service is excellent. I've gone through the process. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com. Doesn't matter what kind of med you're on. They can take care of you. Viagra, Cialis, Boniva, Amplify, Lipitor, Nexium, Zetia. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
All right, Mark, I know you wanted to talk more about the religious aspect of this, right? There's this guy in the federal government. What's his position again?
Well, he's hoping to be the... Oh, give me one second here.
Oh, he's not actually working for the feds right now?
He is a representative of the United States government. However, he hopes to be a powerful representative. He hopes to chair the House Energy Committee.
Got it. So this guy who's very Christian-oriented, would you say evangelical, perhaps?
I don't know. I can't say, but he believes that the Bible is the unerring word of God, apparently.
That's pretty much an evangelical thing. And
I don't know. Call him a fundamentalist.
He's fundamentalist, okay. And he's reading Bible passages to justify his beliefs about global warming. Not exactly the best place to go to get information about what's happening today. However, I think that the issue of global warming is important as well, and I just want to kind of understand, you are saying that global warming, you believe, is created by man, or at least this instance of global warming, because I pointed out this medieval warming period that, I don't know what years it was from into, but it's on the records, on the charts, it happened. You're saying, well, that wasn't mankind because, well, there weren't cars and there weren't people cutting down forests, etc.
Well, pardon my analogy here, but I've fallen down more than one time. Right now, I'm not saying that global warming is necessarily akin to falling down, but I've fallen down more than one time. The reason for falling down hasn't been the same every time.
Mm-hmm.
So the globe can warm for different reasons, and I wouldn't claim that I don't believe that there's a certain level of warming going on from the sun. Sounds believable. Mm-hmm. I've seen science on that, but I researched this. We were looking into. Do you remember those the leaked memos? The climate gate.
Yeah, the emails.
Right. So we were you and I having the same opinion. We're berating global warming, those who believe in global warming, that kind of thing. You know, I hadn't looked into it very thoroughly.
I'm not saying I disbelieve that the globe is warming. I think there's evidence for that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know about the conclusion that this is how it's happening. I'm not sure about that. That's all.
Okay. I can't be sure either. But there are a group of there's different groups out there that are saying one thing and different groups saying another. Right.
Mm-hmm.
One group has a whole bunch of scientists in it, and a lot of nut jobs that are pushing the global warming issue. The other group has a few scientists, some scientists, and a lot of people who are pushing against. They're concerned about how the government's going to get involved in their day-to-day life based on the global warming issue.
Valid concern, I believe.
I think it's a valid concern, but that doesn't make global warming wrong or anthropogenic global warming wrong or any of those things. It just means that those that are pushing it might want to, use the government to bludgeon people and change the way they live.
And you were saying that as far as global warming existing, that you don't think it's a problem?
I think that it's a problem, but it is a problem that's best dealt with by free people, going after it in the best manners that they can. I mean, global warming has been a reality for scientists since the 60s. How is government handling it so far? It's been around since longer than I have. How is government doing so far in stopping this?
Well, they want to make a tax.
Yeah. They want to tax it so that people can, tax more to be able to, so they can tax the people that are polluting or whatever it is they're doing. That doesn't really change anything. And most of the people that say that global warming's a reality claim that the cap and trade isn't going to do anything to stop it anyway. They concede that. So it's really just a tax on pollution, and that doesn't make any sense.
So let the marketplace come up with solutions.
Marketplace is already coming up with solutions. While the governments sit on their hands and come up with resolutions like they did at Copenhagen, we think that everybody really should try harder. Stupid stuff like that. The same, I think it's in Mexico City, they're going to have this, they're having one right now. They're still not going to come up with anything because they can't. They cannot come together on this issue. If people want to stop global warming, they're going to have to do it themselves. They're going to have to offer services to the marketplace that they can convince people are a good idea.
Presuming it could be stopped.
I think that you could probably slow it.
I don't know, 800-259-9231. We can come back to the religious aspect of it. I know you wanted to touch on that here in a moment. But Pat's on the line in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live at the end of Mark. Hello, Pat.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I don't know. I hear a lot of talk about how there's all this inflation out there and how the Fed's printing money and all this, and I'm just not buying it.
What? Why aren't you buying it?
You think the Fed's printing money?
Because they're not printing money.
Okay, well, they're not.
What do you mean by
turning
that?
On a printing press?
You mean
no, they're not.
I'm sorry, what do you mean by they're not printing money?
They're not printing money. The Federal Reserve is buying treasuries by writing checks on itself and putting that money into the banking system. There's no net, there's no new money being introduced into circulation, therefore no inflation. In fact, the one-for-one exchange is deflationary.
So why are prices going up at the grocery store?
Prices are going up because there are shortages in a number of ag commodities, like corn and stuff. Like, there are records, like, stocks-to-use ratios are down. Like, there are legitimate reasons for commodities to be going up right now, but it's not inflation.
But all the commodities are going up. I mean, there's not too many commodities that are going down.
And I called that. I mean, it was pretty easy to make that call when commodities went down by 80%, because if you remember, right, all commodities just got crushed in 2008-2009, right?
I don't remember now.
So wait, where did the 9 trillion or whatever the
2008-2009 gold and silver sure went up. Those are commodities, right?
Yeah. But so what?
What about all the trillions of dollars of bailout money? I mean, where did that come from?
Loans. I mean, I agree with most of your stuff. I mean, I agree with most of what you say, but there's no inflation. I mean,
wait, who gave them a loan of $9 trillion to give out
inflation,
to?
No. Inflation occurs according to the... Because people don't understand Austrian business cycle theory. Austrian business cycle theory holds that as the banks make loans, they expand the money supply.
Right.
Banks have been expanding the money supply, but they're not making loans right now, right?
Well, when the loans are called back, the money supply shrinks. I want to get into more detail on this with you. If you don't mind, hang on. We'll bring you back. Pat, you can explain a little bit further as to what it is you're getting at. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Is inflation happening? Pat says no. This is Free Talk Live. And, of course, the definition of inflation is important to talk about as well. We'll do that. And you can bring up anything.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's LeCig.com. LeCig is competitively priced. Comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig, for today's modern smoker.
You have pain from a soft tissue injury? Would you like to alleviate the pain in 10 minutes? Science has now figured out how to put healing sound frequencies into a kaolin clay and polymer gel. Once applied to the area of pain, frequency signals are transmitted to the area of injury that activates the release of prostaglandin hormones. Your body's own prostaglandin hormones eliminate inflammation and the pain that it is causing. The result is the elimination of pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. We have thermography pictures to prove its effectiveness. The only alternatives on the market are topical cooling agents that for many are poor performers, often smell bad, may be oily, and do not activate the body's innate response system. If you'd like the superior alternative to alleviating soft tissue trauma pain in as little as 10 minutes, please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit knockoutpaincream.com. That's knockoutpaincream.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free. The number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Tonight it's Ian
and Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the news updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. You can follow us via email or Twitter, Facebook, whichever one of those works for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com. Sign up for as many of them as you want. They're totally free. Again, news.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live also has a webcam, which is brought to you by Memory Dealers.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers. Add up to 99% off of list price. They are your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They also have great prices and services on used networking equipment, such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
We're going to go back to Pat in Michigan. Pat, you're back on Free Talk Live, calling tonight with a shocking statement saying that there is, in fact, not inflation happening now in the so-called United States, but deflation. And as I understand it, what you've said is that basically you pointed out fractional reserve banking, and that's where the banks can, for every dollar in their vault, can lend out, nine times as many?
I thought it was...
No, it's infinite. Basically, they can get around all of those requirements.
It's infinite. Okay, well, I heard it's at least nine times. They can loan a heck of a lot of money that they don't actually have. And that is the way that the banks create new money and inflate the money supply. Of course, when that loan gets paid off, that money goes away, so that deflates the money supply, and you're pointing out that all these loans are being called back, these houses are being defaulted on, the banks are very, very, you know, they're not likely to give out loans like they used to be, and so you're saying that more deflation is happening than inflation, so the net being deflation.
Absolutely.
But doesn't that also ignore the trillions and trillions of dollars that the government is pumping out into various things, such as the war and also the bailouts, which we've now just found out. We haven't really talked much about this, but I guess the federal government's also been bailing out the EU and bailing out other organizations that aren't even in the supposed United States. So where does all that money come from? Isn't that them just increasing the money supply so they can pay out all this cash?
Well, the federal government funds itself through the bond market, through auctions. But to say that there's inflation is just absurd, because you have to look at M2, and most of M2 just isn't there. Because M2 includes all of the deposits that you have in the banks, right? But the entire FOMC banking system only has $44 billion worth of reserves on hand in bulk cash. Actually, I think it's $54 billion right now. So if there were a bank run, if a bunch of people wanted their money, if they wanted $60 billion from the banking system, the banks would have to borrow that money, because the entire 16-member FOMC banking cartel does not have any of the money they say they do. It's gone. It's already gone into malinvestments and stuff.
Okay, so I still don't understand. Maybe I'm very obtuse and dense. I'm not a monetary expert. Mark, if he's already answered this, please clarify it for me. But Pat, so where does the trillions of dollars come from then? That they're spending on like the war, and because they're not taxing for that, they're doing the bailouts. That they're not taxing for that either. They don't have that kind of money, so they've got to be printing it, right? Where does it come from?
Well, the federal government can issue bonds. The Fed can create a check and write the check upon itself, but it takes a treasury out of circulation, so it's a one-for-one exchange. So what the Fed is doing is technically inflationary, but what the federal government is doing is not inflationary, because they're issuing bonds.
So you're saying the treasury is acting in an inflationary fashion, however the Federal Reserve is not?
No, that's not what I'm saying. It's the opposite. The Fed, ordinarily, if banks were lending, I would be screaming inflation. I'd be saying, oh my gosh, there is this inflationary collapse coming. Banks are going to lend this money. Prices are going to go up. We're going to have a crack up boom. But banks aren't lending for the first time in over six decades. That is deflationary. That means the money machine is broken.
So why is it that, and I honestly don't know this. Why is it that banks can create money out of thin air when they issue a loan to people? But why do they care whether they collect or not? I mean, you're saying that they're not lending, and there must be not lending for a reason, and that reason must be that they're responsible for the money. And if they're responsible for the money, then
they want to collect the interest.
Well, but why?
Go and talk to banks. I know a few bankers. I'm in finance, and it's hard to find any even remotely creditworthy borrower for a number of things. And they all rushed in when the government, came out with all that crap, the tax buyer or the home buyer tax credit and all that crap. So they're all gone. All the borrowers are gone.
You're not answering my question. Okay, let me try one more time. Okay, if I'm a bank and I'm not responsible for the money that I lend out because it's been created out of thin air, and
you need to find a borrower. How do you find a borrower to earn any?
Right, okay, so if I give a mortgage to somebody, there's all kinds of closing costs, $5,000 in closing costs. I go through all the paperwork. It doesn't probably cost me $5,000 to do that paperwork, so there's a profit there. Then they're going to pay for a year or something, and then they begin to default. In that year, I get $1,500 a month for their payments. That's $18,000. Why in the world wouldn't I issue a loan for $23,000 if I'm not responsible for it?
Well, that's what banks have been doing, and the banks that have been doing that have been failing.
Why?
Because they're overexposed.
Okay, but what is their exposure if they don't have to pay this money back because it gets given back to the Federal Reserve? I just don't believe this. I believe the Federal Reserve holds banks responsible for the money that they issue, even if the money that they issue is issued out of thin air. I think the Federal Reserve creates it, but then holds the bank responsible in some way afterwards.
What do you mean holds the bank responsible?
Makes them pay for it? I know banks make deposits to the Federal Reserve. Why do they make deposits to the Federal Reserve if that money just goes poof into thin air? Would you put money into some place that makes it go poof into thin air?
I'm confused.
You're not the only one.
Okay. I'm going to try again. Banks. You're claiming that banks...
In the banking system.
Yep. You're claiming that banks create money out of thin air, and I believe that to be true. And you're claiming that that is how money is created through the Austrian economics business cycle or whatever.
People haven't even read Mises. People are claiming that there's going to be all this inflation. But Mises, if he were alive today, if he understood our banking system, he would be screaming for deflation right now.
Okay, you've made that point, but Mark, you still haven't gotten your question answered.
Okay, so if I'm a bank and I can make $25,000 on somebody by giving them a mortgage that I know that they can't pay, why would I not do that?
Well, banks have been doing that, and that's why they're in so much darn trouble.
But why would I be in trouble if I make $25,000 off of somebody?
Because they default.
And how? And when they default, how does that? How is that bad for me?
Considering you made the money out of thin air.
Right. The money cost me nothing. Apparently, when I pay it back, when I give money to the Federal Reserve, it goes away, which, you know, I don't understand why in the world anyone would give a money to an organization that makes their money go away.
Do you follow Pat?
No, I understand what you're saying. It's just that, I mean, I guess I view that as irrelevant because banks have made so many malinvestments over the last decade. To just say, oh, they're in great shape, they can create money out of thin air. No, they have to write off their assets that are significantly impaired. So I think I'm just looking at this differently because I already know what banks' balance sheets look like, and they're a disaster almost across the board. I mean, there are two community banks I can think of that aren't disasters right now, and they're still experiencing significant impairment.
All right, man. Hey, thanks for calling in tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It's basically suggesting that inflation is a myth. At this point in time, because the banks aren't making loans.
I didn't even get to ask him about QE2. What is this quantitative easing that they're bringing about right now?
Yeah, I don't know if there was. It just seems to be a bit of a communications breakdown. You know, he's a little more of a financial whiz kid, I guess, and I don't.
It's the nature of being a talk show host.
Yeah,
we're
going to
know everything about everything.
You take control and bring up whatever you want. Maybe you think Pat's wrong. It's Free Talk Live.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs, normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499 Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And we'll give you the features on our site for free. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And by the way, if you're an international listener, say you're in Canada, you can go to amazonca.freetalklive.com. If you're in the United Kingdom, go to amazonuk.freetalklive.com. And Germans can go to amazonde.freetalklive.com. So there's different URLs for different places. But if you're in the U.S., amazon.freetalklive.com will take you, and you can get your shopping done, get your Christmas stuff or your holiday purchases taken care of. Cross them off the list. Get them delivered to your door, and you can feel good because you got stuff you wanted at great prices, and you didn't have to leave the house. And Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. So get your shopping done, amazon.freetalklive.com. And we had a lengthy conversation there with Pat in Michigan, and he was saying things that were definitely confusing to me. I'm not an Austrian economist. I'm, you know, an amateur economist at best.
And, yeah, at best.
And I've heard there's been a lot of discussion about economics over the years on this show. And when I was getting
into... Sure, and we know a heck of a lot more than we did.
We used to, yeah.
6 years ago.
And certainly we know that inflation is an increase in the money supply, not an increase in prices, which is commonly a mistake when people are talking about inflation. They're looking at a price increase and saying that's inflation. No, that's actually a symptom of inflation. But it was Pat that was saying that inflation's not even happening at all, that it's actually deflation because the banks aren't doing loans as often as they used to. And that makes sense. I understand where he's coming from on that. I don't know if I agree that means that in the aggregate that it's a deflation. I think when you look at the banks, that, okay, yeah, that would make sense. That, you know, from the bank's perspective, it's deflation because, well, they can't just, you know, they just can't print money if nobody wants to. If they can't give out a loan, then they're not inflating the money supply. That I get that. But the thing he said about the federal government, because I asked, well, what about the federal government and the, you know, the trillions of dollars they're spending on the war and the bailouts, for instance? I don't know, Mark, if you read much about the, you know, the alleged bailouts to the EU. I haven't really dug too deep into that, but I do have some show prep about it. So, like, just
I saw the headline on an article.
Yeah, so just this week, you know, more money was uncovered that had gone somewhere else. And
it's, you know, the ties between the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and the Federal Reserve are huge. I mean, essentially, you're talking about pretty much the same organizations when you're talking about the Federal Reserve, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. Yeah, there's some differences, no doubt, but largely the same folks have their fingers in all this stuff. So when the World Bank or the International Monetary Fund lend money to anybody, essentially the Federal Reserve's doing it. to some extent.
Well, yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, that's an interesting point. My question was going to be, when I was learning about what the Federal Reserve was, there was a great book that came along with the Liberty Dollar that had a nice history of money in it, you know, all the way back from gold and silver and how people would snip off the edges and things like
There's
that.
There's one that I used to learn from, too. It was called Dishonest Money. You can get it at gold.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, yeah. So it was my understanding that the Federal Reserve exists as the backup guy for the federal government. So, like, the federal government, when they want to get a bunch of money that they didn't get through taxes, which is how they're doing all of this. They're not getting all this money for the bailouts and all that through taxes. That's above and beyond all that. So where's that money coming from? Well, he said, Pat said, well, they're selling bonds, treasury bonds, right?
Yeah.
So, but what if nobody wants to buy the treasury bonds as more and more international countries are saying no to the federal government?
Russia and China have just about had it.
Yeah, they're saying we've had enough of this. And so if nobody wants to buy their treasury bonds, well, that's when the Federal Reserve steps in and comes to their rescue and literally creates the money necessary to buy those treasury bonds up. That is my understanding. That is one of the main purposes behind the Federal Reserve Bank.
And it sounds to me kind of like kiting a check. Are you familiar with this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, this is kind of an old thing. Back before credit cards, people would try to, you know, run scams where they would write checks to from bank to bank to bank, and it would take, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days for the banks to to go cash a check, right? So then, you know, if you write a check to one bank and then write a check to that bank and then write a check to the next bank and that kind of thing, you'll have this kind of circular thing where they're all chasing the same $5 or whatever you wrote the check for.
So basically you'd get whatever the stuff is you wanted, and then you'd run because they'd figure it out eventually, right?
You could very well use it as a loan, say you needed a loan for 2 weeks until the next paycheck came around, but you needed to have something today. You might be able to kite a check to different banks for 2 weeks while your paycheck came around.
And you're saying that has to do with the Federal Reserve how?
The Federal Reserve buying the Treasury bonds, the Federal Reserve being a quasi-governmental organization buying the government's treasury bonds with the money that the government has given the Federal Reserve the ability to print kind of smacks of kiting checks.
I guess I see where you're coming from there. It's certainly a big scam. I mean, it's been a scam since day number one. But can somebody correct me if I'm wrong on this? I believe that is one of the primary purposes behind the Federal Reserve is to back up the federal government in the moment in time in which they can't find anybody to pass off their crappy treasury bonds to. So if that's the case, then the question really becomes, okay, well, if Pat's pointing out that the banks aren't loaning money, and that's a true statement. I know people that have tried to get loans within the past year, and it's just not happening. The banks aren't loaning money.
I got a bankruptcy
really?
And a foreclosure.
You got a loan within the last year?
Yep.
Wow. Even though you can't show income?
I show a certain amount of income.
I see. Yeah, you do the taxes. So you've got the banks that aren't loaning money in general, though, Mark. I mean, they're very strict now compared to what they used to be. You would acknowledge that, yes?
Yes.
Okay, so you've got that fact, but then you've got still the fact that the federal government is spending money that they don't have to spend. That money's coming from somewhere. It's probably not China and Russia. And if it's not them or the other countries, then it's the Federal Reserve that's bailing them out. And so the question is in the aggregate, is there inflation? And I don't know. Peter Schiff has a piece over at lourockwell.com that addresses inflation, and he might be somebody to look to. Peter Schiff's kind of an economics expert. He ran for political office recently. I don't think he won. I'm not sure exactly what his pedigree is, but here you go. He's the president of Euro-Pacific Capital and the author of some books, including Crash Proof, How to Profit from the Coming Economic Collapse. So LouRockwell.com is, Lou Rockwell is the head of the Mises Institute, and Pat was mentioning Mises in his phone call, so I would expect that, Lou Rockwell would be cautious about who he puts on his blog site or on his website in regards to what their opinions are about inflation.
Well, it's my understanding that the Austrians don't necessarily agree on whether it's inflation or deflation that's being experienced in the marketplace. They will agree generally that the there's all kinds of malinvestment going on. That the federal government is allowing banks and in fact incentivizing banks to participate in it. And it's the heyday is over.
Well, and also didn't another important point or question is didn't at one point the federal government stop reporting one of the M numbers? Was it M3 or M1?
M3.
So they stopped reporting one of these numbers that you could use to calculate inflation, as I understand it.
Yeah.
So they're certainly covering something up. I don't know. Maybe they're covering up that it's actually deflation as opposed to inflation. I'm not sure, but
I feel like they've all their numbers are so skewed.
Suspect.
That they're barely even usable. The consumer price index is adjusted out. Things like housing and fuel and food. And I don't know about you, but I generally that's what they use to figure out inflation or something like that. And I don't know how they. I don't know what people spend their money on that isn't houses, fuel, and food. I mean, a few dollars a week on plastic crap at Walmart, I don't feel like that's indexing the prices of too much.
So certainly we're seeing the prices of houses drop. I mean, there was that bubble there. And there's no doubt that in that one sector of loans, when it comes to houses, there's probably deflation if you just look at that one sector. But what about the rest of everything that we buy? Are prices going down? I mean, wouldn't deflation, if the money supply is shrinking, that means there are fewer dollars chasing the same amount of goods. Wouldn't that mean the prices would, trend downward in general if there were deflation across the board instead of just in the housing, bank loan sector?
It would seem like that's what it would mean, and what we're
have
seeing
you seen
is,
that?
No, across the board prices are increasing, and it's not just a few commodities; it's pretty much all of them.
So we'll find out what Peter Schiff has to say here about his article is titled "Fed Mandates Inflation," and this was written within the last 2 months. So I'd imagine it's still fairly timely as far as what we're going through now, because the banks certainly have been stingy with loans for quite a while now. 800-259-9231. We'll share Peter Schiff's thoughts, and maybe you have an opinion on this this controversy. Apparently, is it inflation right now that we're experiencing or deflation? Pat says deflation. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Let us know what you think or bring up anything you want. Plus, we still got to get back into the religious conversation that we were having at the beginning of the show. You can take control, though. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.